This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Can you share with us a bit about your family and then how it influenced the founding of the 139 Collective?
We are a family of four. We've got two sons. Our first is Josiah. He's 3.5 years old. And our second, Eli, was born just in January of 2021. When we were pregnant with Josiah, he had a fairly complicated pregnancy. We discovered at his 16-week ultrasound that he had a lot of fluid in his chest that was compressing his lungs and sort of stopping them from developing correctly. And he needed a whole lot of procedures to drain that fluid.
Oh,
yeah.
Procedures in utero.
Yeah.
Oh.
Crazy. Who knew that they could do this sort of stuff?
I didn't. But, yeah. Really? Whoa.
Yeah. So it meant that for a lot of the pregnancy, there were a lot of questions about what this all meant, questions given to us about whether we should terminate, was he going to survive after he was born? Did he have a genetic condition? We basically lived for that pregnancy with a lot of unknowns. But miraculously, he was born 2018, healthy and well.
Wonderful.
I think we had a whole 2 days of thinking that everything was fine. We were ready to take him home. But then a whole lot of extra complications came up. He ended up needing heart surgery. He had a lot of problems with his breathing at the beginning. He needed to be tube fed. He started having seizures when he was a week old and was put on medication to control those, and then eventually was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition called PAX1 syndrome, which is a really rare condition. There's only about 200 cases worldwide that diagnosed. It's associated with an intellectual disability. Global developmental delay is the term used. So he's delayed on his motor skills. He's currently nonverbal, although he's very communicative in his own way. Do a lot of Auslan signing with him. Yeah, he's still just learning to walk at the moment.
You know, it was such a big shock. I mean, having a kid is a big shock, but having your first child, you know, he spent 6 weeks in hospital in the ICU unit and, you know, he was struggling with seizures. And when we brought him home, he still had seizures every few months. You know, it was challenging. Like, we had therapy and doctor's appointments each week, you know, spending heaps of time just teaching him basic stuff,
yes.
Which, you know, we looked at our friends and, you know, their kids were able to do all those things. And we were like, man, parenting takes so much time. And it seemed a lot harder. And I think that sort of prompted us to, because we had a different journey and a different story from our friends, we were like wanting to meet other families that had a similar situation to us. We kept asking around, it's like, you know, are there groups around out there? How do we meet other families who have children with disabilities? Because it was so unknown to us. Everyone we asked said, oh, you know, there isn't a group. After a few people just said, oh, maybe you should start one, we were like, well, we're not experts in a community, but it just was on our heart. And that message just kept coming back. And we were like, you know, let's just give it a shot. So we just started this Facebook group. A few people we spoke to started sharing that this group existed. I think it tapped into a real need because it grew quite quickly at the beginnings.
What were some of the aims of the group? What did you hope to achieve with it?
Basically, we're trying to connect Christian parents with children with disabilities. It's a lonely and isolating paths. So some families can't even get out. Like, we've got people in the group who have multiple kids with physical disabilities. So they actually can't really go to many places. Going to church is difficult. So we're hoping to connect people. We're hoping for them to be able to share their stories and encourage each other. Parenting can be tricky, but, you know, if you're spending lots of time on therapy sessions, spending lots of time with difficult behavioral issues because your kid has autism. So just encourage each other as parents and encouraging each other in faith as well, because there's many times where you're just like, God, why is this happening? I just don't have the patience for this. Or, you know, this seems really hard and I'm anxious about the future. So, you know, encouraging each other in our faith. And I guess the goal is so that they can thrive in their faith and in their journey.
The 139 Collective is predominantly a Facebook group, mainly due to COVID. We started the group in April 2020, and our long-term goal is to eventually do physical meetups in person so that we can connect people. But at this stage, it's a Facebook group, which is really actually quite active. There's lots of discussion that happens within the group. There's lots of sharing prayer points, praying for each other, sharing articles or podcasts or things that they find encouraging. There's also people just asking practical questions, asking for advice on things related to disability.
How many members are in the 139 Collective?
There's currently 400 members in the Facebook group.
And all sorts of different disabilities.
Yeah, it's a big range actually, which I think also is another strength of the group, is it means that people have come from all different circumstances.
Yeah, so we got physical disabilities, intellectual delays, behavioural stuff as well. Yeah, it's a whole range.
There's been lots of discussions in the group on topics like how do you talk to your child about their disability? How do you approach things like therapy? How do you think about disability as a Christian? One of the things that I think is a particular strength of the group is that it has parents from all different stages. So we have parents of really young children like ourselves, but there are also parents there who have children who are, you know, now in their 20s or 30s or 40s. And it means that there's this real depth of experience that is now getting shared in a way that might not have been possible before. So a particular discussion that I found really helpful recently that was in the group was sparked by a post just asking about how parents deal with times of crises in their family. A lot of the responses just really reminded me of how much God carries us through all the ups and downs of life and how he's so faithful in all seasons and how he can use so many things. He uses all things for good. And yeah, that was a real encouragement to me.
So it sounds like your faith really does inform your own outlooks on living with a disability and supporting others.
Yeah, definitely.
Has that been something you've had to work at?
Yeah, I think there's been many questions along the way. Like, I think it's something that it's a struggle of faith, I think, sometimes, you know, and God kind of along the way has... Yeah, like just like the verse which says, you know, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding, or like, you know, God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, for they trust in him. I don't know if Josiah's going to walk. I don't know if he's going to talk. I don't know when he's going to have his next seizure. There's all these question marks, and I could get really cut up or angry about, you know, why this is happening. But God says, just trust me. Like, I've got a plan, and just take it one step at a time. Keep trusting in me. I can already see some, I mean, Josiah's only 3.5, but there are some good things that come out of disability, like lots of just God has grown us so much as a person in trusting him, but just, you know, humility, in patience, in love, in valuing the right things. Like, there's so many idols that I have and had, he's slowly kind of taken away from me, but it hasn't been easy. So it's not been a smooth, like, you know, I was granted with the ability to trust God, but it's been a slow process of God slowly shaping our hearts and teaching us to trust him, which is ultimate contentment and joy at the end of the day. But it's, you know, it's a day-to-day work in progress.
Yeah, I think for me, a psalm that has really stood out to me over the last few years is a Psalm 139, which is where we get the name of our group.
Ah, thank you. You beat me to that question. What's with the name, the 139 Collective? So it's after Psalm 139.
Yeah, so Psalm 139 has a verse in it that says, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Yeah, I think that psalm has just really reminded me of how much God knows Josiah inside and out, and he created him and uniquely and wonderfully. And I, am reminded that that's the same for all of us, regardless of whether we have a disability or not.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.